Today on Be'ez Hashem we learn the Samach Vav of Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learn about include Geneva u'Gzeila. If a person stole an object, if it is still Be'en intact, he is obligated to return the actual object. If the object is no longer Be'en, he compensates the owner for the object's value. Rabbis Halacha of Shinu Kaina. If the stolen object underwent a physical change, the Ganav acquires the object in that, as Rashi explains, Liboyela Hadrinu Be'enayu Eladamim Mishalom. He is not required to return the object itself, but rather compensates the owner for its value. Shinu Hashem, a change that designates a new name, also affects a kinyan. This may depend on whether Chayza Lebriyasei, the change, is reversible. The Machlekes regarding Yirush Kaina, whether a Ganav acquires the stolen object he stole through the owner's despair, if he gave up hope of recovering the object. Rabbah holds Yirush Kaina. The Ganav does acquire the object through Yish, and the question in whether Yish Kaina is Midiraisa or only Midirabanan. While Rabbi Yosef holds Yish in the Kaina, the Ganav did not acquire the object through Yish, even Midirabanan. Rabba agrees regarding Chametz BePesach that Yish ain't a Kaina, because Zem Misyayish Veze ain't a Reitz Liknais. The Ganav certainly does not want to own the Chametz, therefore he does not acquire it through Yish, and the Chametz still belong to the owner. Rav Yosef agrees that the Ganav acquires the object if there was both Yish and Shina Hashem, the object received a new name through a change to its status. Chametz She'avar Lava Pesach, it is forbidden to benefit from chametz that was in the possession of a Jew during Pesach. Tumas Mishkav, if a Zav, one who experiences a certain similar mission, lies on an object, it becomes an Ava Tumah. An exception is a thief who lies on a stolen item.